Tax and substitutions extra.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the radio. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know what? I'm happy. Hooray.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Testing, 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 test. Test one. Why does everybody, when they do that, go testing one, two, three?
I don't know.
Why don't they say something else?
I don't know. I always sing. When we...
Well, you're a singer. You're a singer. You can do that. That's right, Homer.
And when you're doing a mic check, especially like in a band or something like that, they're not going, test, test. You're not going to go, test, test. You want to sing. You want the sound guy wants to hear you singing. So I sing the Flintstones theme song or the Jetsons or something like that.
So you're creative.
Yeah.
That's called creative.
Oh, yeah.
That's what sets you apart from the rest of the pack. Oh, man. Well, here we are in Seattle. Oh, wait, no, we're not. It just rains like we're in Seattle. I think out of the last 10 days, it's rained at least part of every day for 9 days.
Yeah.
We got like a day where we had a break or something.
Yesterday was pretty nice.
Yesterday was nice. It was cool, but it was nice. Oh, and how about the crowd? Did you see the crowd at that air show? See, that's exactly the kind of place I won't go. But if everybody was like me, they wouldn't be able to have anything. They wouldn't be able to have a thing downtown, an air show. It was a traffic nightmare. We came back from the lake and got into the tail end of it. It was beyond belief. We had to make a big detour to get to our house.
Oh, everybody leaving?
Leaving the air show.
Oh.
And I love air shows. I love them. But I'm just not the guy to sit for an hour or two to park and another hour or two to get out. I'm just not. I saw them rehearsing Friday.
Yeah. My sister went to that Home Depot down there in the valley.
That's where I saw him.
Yeah.
I was at First Community Credit Union. I walked out.
Yeah.
right over the top of me. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So it is the second half of the month already.
Yeah.
16th day of May, 2016.
Tax day.
Oh, it is. They extended it. Tax day was your deadline.
For
was
St. Louis
last
County.
Midnight last night.
Tonight. Like
tonight.
Yeah.
To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was a thing. June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
See, when we do that, Peon's reaction is, thank goodness that's over.
Yes, just get it out of the way.
I'll have to hear that till tomorrow. So welcome aboard, everybody. We have stuff we can talk about. I got a couple of stories for you from the weekend. But first, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce a man who can't tell him about your new purchase.
Sure.
Dan got himself a new guitar.
Yeah. Oh. Nice new bass.
And Peon will back me up on this. It wasn't a year ago.
Less than that.
Oh, I bet it was.
He had another
6 months,
guitar.
Maybe.
He shows me a picture. Go, oh, man, if I had
Sunburst. This Sunburst guitar. It's the greatest guitar I've ever seen. I have to have it. I have to edit it. And he mulls over it for days and days and days, and then finally got it. Just the other day.
You got
to see this guitar. I decided. I go, wait, what happened to your Sunburst guitar?
See, so it's not like, it's like anything else. Boat, fishing equipment, golf clubs. You think, this is the set I've always wanted. And then in no time, there's another one I want.
Wait a minute.
So tell people about this guitar. What's it called?
It's a Sector guitar.
Sector piano.
Yeah.
Sector. Okay.
It's a Sector bass, and it's just like wood grain. It's blonde. The whole neck is
blonde.
You got
to put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I will.
A picture of it. It's beautiful.
And it's got a unfinished neck, which is not slippery or like I guess you would say polyurethane or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just plays so nice. I mean, it's the action on it is great, and the neck feels great. And the biggest thing for me is it has great big markings on the neck.
Yeah, because you're almost blind.
Yeah, so when you look down, the markings, it looks like somebody put a big old, like, painted, like, black
tape. Or black electrical tape.
Yeah, black electrical tape or something on there, which a lot of necks will have just the little dot, and some of them will have the big markings like that.
Now, if you brought it in, could we plug in to the console here, and you play, like, along with a song or something? Could we do that, Pete?
Yeah, probably, but...
I think you ought to do that one day. I mean, you talk about
it's just an, a quarter-inch plug out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
So this thing, maybe even plug it into one of the mic things here.
Oh, one of the mic.
We need to do that because I think a lot of people go, yeah, he talks a big game. He says he's a bass player. You need to prove it to him. A lot of people doubted your harmonica abilities.
I know.
So you played it.
I know.
That shut that down.
Yeah, we might be able to do that.
What else do you?
Now, are these guitars previously owned, or these are all new that you buy?
This one's brand new. The one that I wanted was pre-owned. That was used.
Because I wonder how that works with
people will trade
guitar market.
Yeah, they'll trade stuff in, and then if you trade something in, then it's considered used, so they'll put it on the used. And then depending on what kind of shape it's in. And
unless they're with Guns N' Roses or something, it's probably in pretty good shape.
Oh,
most people don't bang their guitar.
Yeah, but this one is brand new. So, yeah. And I traded both of my... I had two basses at home. Actually, I have three of them at home, but I have an acoustic bass also.
So the Sunburst is gone. You traded that in.
Yeah, yeah.
That one you had to have just 6 months ago.
It's no different than any other sickness that somebody has.
I'm glad I don't have.
Boat people are the worst. I want a bigger, but they call it one-foot-itis. I want a boat a foot longer. And then they go the other way. Smaller. Now back to a pontoon boat.
So how does that work? The two that you traded in, is it close to what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was close.
So you don't get beaten up too badly?
No. It was like $200.
Good
or something
you.
Like that. It is really cool. But now I get freaked out because I have one guitar, and I always take two guitars with me just in case something happens to the other one. But generally, with a bass, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to break strings. Something's not going to happen. But every once in a while,
now you don't have a backup.
Johnny with the Well Hungarians, they were playing at the casino one night, and his bass, and he has. Was playing a much older bass, and everything just went out on it. So he didn't carry a spare. So they were looking in the showroom, and they thought there was an extra bass there. So he had to finish the night without playing bass. And Keith, who plays pedal steel, this was incredible. He tuned his pedal steel down and played bass lines on
tuned it down. Right.
I was going to say, what about tuning down a steel?
Can't he just slide steel? Can't they just tune that down?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
That was pretty amazing that he did that.
What else do you have?
Speaking of Johnny, we went out last year. We did this with Johnny and his mom, and we ended up doing it.
For people who know who Johnny is,
Johnny,
the Well Hungarians.
Yeah, Johnny Holzman with the Well Hungarians. He lives in Redbud, Illinois, and they go to this strawberry festival every year at this church. And it's really a nice little thing. They have a silent auction, but they have this fried chicken dinner that is just incredible. It's a fried chicken dinner to die for.
Thanks for bringing us, Sam.
I know.
Hey.
Chicken tastes pretty good a day or two later.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks a lot.
It does, but it is great. So this is kind of a little tradition. So we did that, went there, and they give you ice cream with these strawberries all over in it. Oh, man. It is so good. And I bid on a silent auction on a brand new Titleist golf bag, ended up winning the thing, got the Titleist golf bag for $30. That's a really nice golf bag.
Good weekend.
Yeah. So then,
how often do you play golf?
Not very often, about once or twice a year.
Mm.
So, but my girlfriend Sandy grew up on a golf course, and she golfs,
That's
and
a good
she
story.
Just bought new clubs. So we're going to go golfing a little bit. So we decided leaving there, we were going to go to Eckert's and Peon and Angela and Archie were at Eckerd's, but we didn't know that, but we got there later.
What did I just say earlier about mentioning that place?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That they always get all this free publicity, yet they don't spend any money here. And what does Dan do? Gives them two big plugs.
I know. Okay. We were going.
So edit that out.
Okay.
And just say we went to an orchard whose name I won't mention.
Okay.
So edit out.
There's so many orchards in this
area. And we'll pick it up here. What else did you do?
We were going to an orchard whose name I won't mention. We decided to go to this place. But on our way from Redbud, we were driving through a town called Hecker, Illinois.
Been there.
And
Highway 3.
Yeah,
Route 3.
And on this sign by the hospital, it had a big sign and it said waiting time in the emergency room 9 minutes. A big electronic sign.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild.
I think there's like 300 people living there. It's a little bitty place.
So it's probably that's the only place where people go to the doctor.
What are you going to do if you have an emergency and the sign says 2-hour wait? You're going to go, well, let's head back home.
Yeah.
No point in going.
No.
Yeah, I wonder if they put that up. Waiting time 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or if they only put it up when it's look at that. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. You have to go regardless, right? If you have an emergency and you're in a small town like that, your options are limited.
Yeah, nothing against Hecker or the hospital, but
no.
Unless you've got 30 minutes to live,
yeah.
I think I'd keep going to St. Louis before I'd go to the Hecker Memorial or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called either.
Yeah.
But
I can't believe they even have a hospital.
But now you can get online and you can get a place in line. Like if you're going to an urgent care or something, you can get online and try and get in that way too for urgent cares or emergency rooms. It's very strange.
Anything else?
No, that was about it.
All right.
Oh, we did go. Oh, one more thing.
Hey, there is something there.
We went to
the animal fair?
No, at this church. At this church, behind this church is a retired nuns convent type thing where the retired nuns go and they. So, Johnny's mom, Martha, knew one of the nuns that was in there.
That's a good story.
Retired.
Wow.
That's a good story.
Hell, maybe he gets to go in the home. Hold on.
We did.
There's more.
We went in. We went in to see her.
Johnny's mom's friend.
Yes. Georgia is her name. Sister Georgia.
I was just going to ask what her name was.
And she is actually going to be listening from now on. They were talking, and I introduced myself, and then they said...
Not anymore.
...that we were on the radio.
She tuned in for 10 minutes and is already...
And listen to our show. I said lots of nuns and priests listen to our show.
Mm.
So so Sister George is going to be listening, and I asked her, is there a Sister Betty Jean that lives here? Because I know someone had called
that
one time.
That was your mean teacher.
Yes, she was mean as could be. And she said, no, there's no Sister Betty Jean here. I'm like, thank
Maybe
goodness.
She's dead.
Could be.
And that would make you happy because you didn't like her.
No. Oh, she was mean to everybody.
Yeah.
She was smacking kids on the hands and smacking you on the back of the legs.
How old was she?
Sister Betty Jean?
When she was teaching around. You.
Oh, I would imagine she was probably in her 20s or
really?
I always envision an old
60s.
Yeah,
I would have guessed. Yeah.
Oh,
a 20-year-old nun, huh?
Yeah, she was younger because I had mentioned this about 5 or 6 years ago, mentioned about Sister Betty Jean, and someone called and said she's still alive and she's retired in a nun's retirement home.
Still mean, even in the retirement home?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
She's slapping probably hands of other old people.
Smacking them, yeah, I'm sure. So
that's it? You went in a nun retirement place?
Yeah.
Is there anything interesting?
Is there a story
there?
Out of that?
No, nothing. That Sister Georgia is going to be listening to us, though.
Hello, Sister.
Yeah.
Nice to have you on board if you're still with us.
There was holy water.
I doubt it.
No, she's still. Oh, Sister Georgia listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked by and the holy water started boiling.
That's a good one.
That's all I have.
And now, to save the segment.
No, I don't have anything today.
Oh,
sorry.
Let's close it. Shut it down. Burke's segment is officially closed. Who uses the word shall? I've heard a couple of people. Okay, well, yes, we certainly shall.
Ooh,
you need to come by sometime. Okay, we shall.
Hmm.
Oddly enough, my mother-in-law will occasionally use the word. It sounds like upper crust to me. You know, like royalty would use that. I shall see.
Shakespearean.
I shall see what we can do about that. But I don't think that's a word that many, many people use. Mm-mm. And then before we break, and you know what? The phones are. Let's take some calls. We got time to take a couple of calls. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Or for most cell phones, *KTRS. I need somebody to explain to me, and I mentioned it last week, this Red Nose Day. I found out it's the 26th. It's Thursday the 26th, which would be a week from Thursday. What are you supposed to do on Red Nose? Like, you see the commercials, people dancing around, acting silly with red noses on? Outside of putting on the red nose and going, hey, right? Look, I got a red nose on. What do you do?
It's bringing attention to some medical condition or something,
children,
isn't it?
It's supposed to stop children's child poverty or something. I don't know. I look at that stuff and I go, you're kidding me. It's a way to sell a lot of red noses at a dollar a piece that cost about a nickel to make.
Well, if all the money goes to charity,
though. I'm skeptical about stuff because I wonder, how do we know where that money goes? And really, are you going to really stop child poverty? I don't know. But the commercials are silly. And it's showing people doing something nobody would ever do. Like, everybody in town has a red nose on, and they're just jumping around with red. And it just seems weird to me. Take a couple of calls. John's on the line. John, how are you?
I
have to hit it. Yes, that's right. John, how are you?
Hey, gang. I don't have to tell you, but I will, that I'm aiming the PM.
It's a long-time listener. Hasn't called for a while. John, what's going on, John?
And how are you guys today?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Great.
Great. We're doing great, John. Great.
That's awesome.
What's up?
You know, I don't know if this is too disrespectful to say, but I've always called, I prefer to call a convent a nunnery because it's more logical.
I've heard that before.
A nunnery?
I don't think that's disrespectful.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I say that, and then people, I like to say things to make people stop and think for a second.
Hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You're a deep thinker.
Well, that wouldn't make me stop, because I think, okay, I know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. I don't know about deep. Maybe like a puddle deep, but not deep. I don't want to overdo it, but... No.
Now, I know we lost Sister Georgia as a listener.
Sister Georgia, yeah.
She's gone now.
Yep. You're going to probably get some more hate mail.
Well, mm-hmm. We're used to it.
Well, I know. Haven't had a good love letter in a while, though.
No, we haven't. Is there anything else, John?
No, I don't want to, you know, take up too much time, but I just want to thank
late.
You guys. And...
Hey, you can talk for 2 hours. As far as I'm concerned, it's less for us to do. I love listeners calling.
As Bernice, you know, she never said to rot in hell. She would never say
no,
that.
No. Just said, you know, your horse is hind end.
Boy, I miss her.
And I do too, and I think a couple of times she did say, you can go to hell. I think she did, but not rot in hell.
No.
Just go to hell.
But that was her go-to saying, oh, hell. She'd say that.
Oh, she cursed. And I'm sure she had to explain that when she met the man upstairs. He goes, what's with all this cursing, Bernice? And she had to, you know, she had to state her case. And I'm sure she got in anyway.
I'm surprised she wasn't hiding in the freezer when the vet's wife came home. Never caught them together.
See, John, you know how many people don't know what you're talking about? Yeah, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
John, don't be a stranger.
Have a fabulous. What's that? I'm sorry, sir.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you, John.
See you, John.
All right. I can already tell. I don't believe in astrology, but there's something in the air. This is a weird day. Not because of John. John, it's not about you. I told Dan before the show, this is one of those days. Everything's off.
Yeah.
Just off a little bit. Let me talk to Gary. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
And I heard Dan made the comment about the emergency room sign,
mm-hmm.
and I actually live down in this area, and the funny thing about the sign is it's for the Redbud Hospital, so when you see the sign, you're done 7 miles north of it heading away from the hospital.
Oh.
So Hecker doesn't have
a hospital?
I didn't realize that.
No, Hecker doesn't have a hospital.
Okay.
It's for Redbud Regional Hospital.
I've been in that hospital, not as a patient, but I visited people there. I used to date a girl from Redbud, so I'd go to Redbud all the time. And there's kind of a great story here. I broke her heart by not marrying her.
Oh, did you?
She was convinced we were going to get married. She's beautiful,
too. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I'm actually from the Hecker Redbud area. So I was just thought it was funny because I always made the comment that they got the emergency room sign up and you're done leaving town, getting away from it.
Well, they're probably trying to grab the people that are going to another city to their hospital.
Hey, turn back.
Hey, our wait time
is not
that.
You don't have to go. Yeah.
Turn around.
Gary, I have a great Redbud story for you. When I dated this girl when I was in high school in Redbud, there was a guy in town who did one of the coolest things I have ever heard of anybody doing, and I got to witness it one Christmas. Every Christmas, I don't know who this guy was, he would ride through Redbud, subdivisions, business areas, dressed in the most spectacular Santa Claus outfit on a white horse. It was
wonderful.
You know who he was?
Yes, I do.
Oh my goodness! I will never forget that.
Red Ziffle.
He actually owned. There was a feed store in Redbud.
Yeah.
And Ziffle Feed, and him and his sons ran the store. Well, he owned the store, but his sons worked there with him, and he would play Santa Claus every Christmas for the Redbud area.
But not just Santa Claus. The time I saw him, he was on a white horse.
Oh yeah, you're right. He'd do that. But yeah, he would make appearances all over the city,
wow,
dressed up.
Good for him. That was a spectacular sight to see that guy riding by.
Right, and he didn't have the cheap knockoff Santa Claus costume either.
He had the
real deal, the high dollar fancy.
This was the one Santa would have worn.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the real deal. Gary, nice talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
Why do people think that we're the band U2?
They always
do that. Okay, U2. We're not U2.
No.
We're the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
They're playing the Southside Johnny Band, not U2.
Yeah, they're confused, but maybe you're the reason for the confusion.
Could be.
Let me talk to Ray. Ray, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, Frank. Everybody there is fine, I hope.
Well, hang on. Are we fine?
Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we're good.
Everybody's fine.
Oh, great. You were talking about nuns earlier in the program. But,
well, Dan was. I don't know anything about nuns.
And, well, let me see. Way back in 1953, I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught by nuns, Ursuline nuns.
Okay.
So they would have a raffle, so to whatever you call it, for the missions.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, they had, I don't know what.
Anyway.
It was, I'm sorry. They had something they were giving away, or, you know, if you guessed the right number.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in the first row close to the door, and the teacher's desk was probably 10, 12 feet away.
Yeah.
So she goes, "Okay, children."
That's a good nun impression. Just like a nun.
I thought that was my nun.
Yeah.
Well, she was such a lovely nun. Sorry.
No.
She says, "Everybody pick a number and try and guess the number that I'm going to write on my desk here, and whoever has that correct number will win the prize." So, being the first one, she goes, "Okay, Raymond, you are first." So, my favorite number was 42, which I blurted out, and she says, "Oh, no, you saw my number that I wrote down."
Immediately assumes you're cheating.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And a couple of the girls stood up for me and said, "But Sister Joan Marie," she says, "how could he see? Pick a new number."
Wow, she took that away. She didn't let you win? She changed the number?
No. Oh, no. She says, "Pick another number." And when you're in the sixth grade, you're 12 years old, well, you don't cuss her out or say anything bad. You just, okay.
I did.
So,
in second
bad experience.
Grade.
Well, that's horrible.
Man,
you're probably scarred for the rest of your life from that.
You still remember that?
It scarred me for life.
Well, we can tell.
However,
and there's always a however.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
I still liked her. She still was one of my favorite teachers, even though going through eight grades of grade school with all Catholic Ursuline nuns, she was still my favorite.
All right, Ray.
Wow.
Thank you.
Anyway, well, thanks.
Thank you for the story.
Tell you that story.
That's all right. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
I'm not Catholic. My wife went to, she was Catholic. I don't think I have ever heard a story about a nun being nice.
No.
What is that about?
I don't know.
When I was in the hospital, when I was 5 years old, I was in the hospital. It was a Catholic hospital. And they wore the black and white penguin outfit.
Yeah.
And even I still have a memory of how stern they were. And I'm a little kid having my tonsils out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that. I wanted ice cream. No, you can't have that yet. Yeah. And I just remember they weren't pleasant.
I know.
They just, I don't know how else to put it.
I know.
It's like they've been trained, whatever you do, yeah, don't be pleasant.
Yeah.
Maybe their job is to give you a tiny taste of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it.
So you turn your life around.
You think this is bad? Wait till you go to hell!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll turn your life around. Mm-hmm. That's right. One more quick one. We got a lot of business to take care of. That's going to be Sam. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I was actually calling to register a complaint on behalf of the listeners.
Okay, go ahead. You can do that.
I think it was about 2 weeks ago tomorrow, you had so much editing on your show, we only got about an hour show.
Well, some days are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot to cut out someday. Sorry. There'd have been more complaints if we'd left it all in.
Yeah, that's...
But you're very observant, Sam. Thank you.
All right, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
We'll try to limit the editing of the show. Friday... I told you I was at First Community Credit Union down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Thank you. And before I walked in, this... Thank you.
Oh, man.
Jet. Blue Angels flew. There were people who had come out of the workplace, guys in suits, they were accountants or brokers or whatever, standing in parking lots. It was a spectacular show that wasn't even really the show. It was just like a rehearsal. And my question is, how much do they really need to... They've done this 1,000 times. And I wonder...
Different areas, different landscapes, I'm sure.
Okay. Different weather, different visibility.
Power lines, trees. I guess that all adds to it.
Yeah, because they get pretty low. I mean, they'll come over upside down or something. I'm not kidding. Like 50 feet off the ground, it looks like. But it was a great show. But the point is, I was visiting, had a little business, visiting the place that I bank, First Community Credit Union. If you say credit union, that's not a bank. Isn't that bank in the name, but it's a place where you do all your banking. And if you ask the people who are members, how is this compared to the place you used to bank? They'll probably tell you, I like it a lot better. There's just something about the way you're treated. There's something about how competitive they are with their rates. Something about the services they offer. Well, that something is you're getting the treatment of an owner. You know, if you look at like a regular bank, a bank is owned by, let's say it's owned by five people. If one of those five people walks in that bank, you don't think they get great treatment? Of course they do. Well, we're the owners. We, the members, the customers at First Community Credit Union, all together own the credit union. Can't sell your part. Doesn't work like that. But I think if you will just take the time, and it doesn't take much, get rid of your bank... Take all your accounts, close them, move them to First Community Credit Union. I think you'll be very glad you did. It's not a big thing. It's not your number one priority to change where you bank. It's like a lot of other things. You know, you go in and you do the same thing over and over out of habit. You're banking there and you don't even know why. If you're banking somewhere other than First, you don't even know why. Well, that's just because we've had a checking account there forever. Well, that's not good enough. Why don't you join us, the thousands of us who are very, very happy banking at First Community Credit Union. You will then be with the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 42 locations. Think about it. That's all we ask. And that you please, please, please tell them your AM and the PM. If you want to know more, visit any of the 42 locations. Have some delicious, fresh popcorn on us. Even if you're not a member, tell them we said it was okay. And just give this some thought, okay? You can also go to their website, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got some kind of an incident on northbound 270 just north of Dorset. It's got the right lane blocked, and you have a little bit of a backup there. Eastbound Highway 270 is slowing now. McDonald through Highway 170. Eastbound 40, we're heavy now, approaching 141. Almost up through Highway 270. Now westbound Highway 40, we're slow now. Kings Highway through McCausland. You're also heavy Clayton-Warson. And that goes out through Highway 270. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by GoDaddy. Can you grow your business, goose your bottom line? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, GoDaddy. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-0983. That's 1-800-500-0983. 1-800-500-0983.
You're a good person. If you could pay back all your credit card debt, we all know you would. But if that credit card debt has gotten out of control, we're here to help. We're Credit Associates, and our mission is to help good people like you. No judgment, no guilt, no bankruptcy. You can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8902. We'll even show you how much money you could save. What most people don't realize is that there actually is a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt that you can't pay off, you now can settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. At Credit Associates, we depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information and to find out how much money you can save, call now, 1-800-900-8902. That's 1-800-900-8902.
Are you okay?
No. I just don't know how to get all of these home projects done in just a weekend.
Let's call Handyman Connection.
Handyman Connection?
Steve and Dana called them to get some work done on their home, and they raved about them.
Really?
Handyman Connection was there right away. They did the work professionally, and Steve said he has time to play golf now.
What's that number?
Call
call Handyman Connection at 636-305-7300 or Google Handyman Connection and get the job done right.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you've got ants, bats, mice, mosquitoes, moles, voles, termites, brown recluse spiders, bees, or wasps, anything that's around your home, Hopper's can take care of it for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
He sounds fantastic, doesn't he?
Yeah. White Rat.
Mm-hmm.
I hope, if you're listening, that you got a chance to hear Joe Calmer Thursday. He was in the studio. Calmer as in Calmer Memorial Services and American Cremation. It's a very interesting business. It's not for everybody. Wouldn't be for me. But cremation, apparently, is for lots of people. And when I say it wouldn't be for me, being in that business, I will be cremated. It's already been decided. So will my wife. That's just the way it's going to be. Because I don't want to, for her to be saddled with some big, expensive, unnecessary funeral. How about the fact that he told us about the rental caskets?
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting. Sometimes people want to have a service and a showing of the body. So Joe says that they've done it. They don't do it a lot. Most of what they do is just cremation, and here's the urn or whatever you want to put them in. Do what your thing and have your celebration or go sprinkle ashes or whatever. But sometimes they want to have that visitation thing. So they have a rental casket and has an insert. And then when it's over, the person is put wherever they're put for the cremation, and then the casket is rented again to somebody else. Some people just insist on a viewing. I'm not that person, and I don't have a problem with anybody who is. You have a right to want to do or not want to do whatever you want, but this cremation thing has become, it's just become the way to go for not just a few people, but it's now at about 50% of the people who leave us say they want to be cremated. My dad, who will be 90 in July, has never mentioned it until about 3 months ago. And out of nowhere, he said, I've decided I want to be cremated.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And I think maybe it's because, to be just blunt, and I don't mean this in a bad way, he has cost us a lot of money over the years. And I don't think he wants to continue costing us money after he's gone. I think it's kind of an unselfish thing to do. And I think a cremation, which is about 90% of what Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois and American Cremation in Missouri, about 90% of their business is cremation. And they do it right, because when you use the words affordability, it absolutely applies to cremation. It does not apply to some $15,000 funeral and elaborate parade of limos and hearse to the gravesite, and you can't say that's affordable. I guess affordable is a relative term. If you have all the money in the world, I guess it's affordable. But is it necessary? And the answer now for more and more people is no. So you need to know that, first of all, Calmer Memorial and American Cremation do over 400 cremations a year. They know what they're doing. They own their own crematory. I used to say crematorium, but Joe says crematory. So I'm going to go with that because he has one and I don't, and he knows more about it than I do. So I would like for you to do this. You know, you can't ask somebody to die. I take great pride in the fact that I utilize the services or products of people I speak for. I can't have myself cremated and then talk about it.
No.
That would be impossible. And I'm not going to, move the process along of somebody passing away, and neither can you. But here's the reality. Every day, every hour, every minute, somebody passes away. We're all going to go. Now, you have to pick up the phone and call somebody when that happens. Who are you going to call? I would like for you to consider and already have in your mind that you're going to call, if you're in Illinois, Calmer, K-A-L-M-E-R, Memorial Services. If you're in St. Louis, the Missouri side, you'll call American Cremation. And if you will go to the website of either one and watch the little video of what Joe Calmer has to say, you cannot argue that everything he says makes sense, that it is absolutely not necessary to spend the money that people have spent for years and years and years. It's not necessary. So if you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, you'll see both. And it'll say, in Illinois, click here. Missouri, click here. Do it. Take a look. And then make a note of that site. Make a note of the number. And when the time comes, you'll know exactly what to do. And by the way, it shuts down and heads off a lot of arguing and bickering in the family if you already have a plan. I think this is a good one. So again, Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois and American Cremation on the Missouri side. We got a little time here?
I think a minute or two.
A minute or two, not a whole lot of time.
Somebody called and they were upset.
About what?
About when you said that your dad has cost you guys, you and your brother, a lot of money.
Well, I don't care if they're upset or not. I said it meaning my dad knows that he has been... kind of in his mind, it's been a burden.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a burden.
Yeah.
But I know what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent a lot of money on me. And by the way, whoever you are, I don't care if you're upset or not. It's not your dad, and it's not your situation. And the truth is, I'd be the same way. If my kids had footed the bill for this and for that and nursing home and whatever, I think I would like to think I would say to them, I don't want you to continue shelling out money
for a big elaborate funeral.
I want to be cremated. It makes more sense. Now, if you find fault in that statement, you're listening to the wrong station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I don't think you can criticize something I say about a relationship with my own dad. I didn't say that I didn't want to do it. If I didn't, I wouldn't have. Happy to do it. But I know what he's thinking finally at this phase, last phase of his life. He's realizing what it costs to keep somebody in a decent nursing home. What it cost to help him with the housing and a car years ago. And he wants to shut that down and not have it continue after he's gone. If you take offense at that, again, find another radio station. I don't know what to tell you. Phone calls. I don't know who this is, but I'm just going to punch it and find out. Hi there. What's your name?
Dr. Ron.
What's your name?
Dr. Ron.
Yes, Dr. Ron. How can I help you?
Where's Dan?
Where's who?
Dan Strauss.
Oh, he's right here.
Yeah. Who's this?
It's Dr. Ron.
Yeah. Who's this talking?
Dr. Ron. I'm Dr. Ron.
You're Dr. Ron.
Yeah.
He's right here. God damn, they're all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, edit that out. I think you said GD. Did he? Cut it out. Ron, we got about a minute. What can we do for you?
Well, I would say I went to Catholic schools too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I found out why the nuns are mean.
Okay.
Because is what they're called nuns is because never had none, don't want none.
Well, you see, I think that's probably going to offend a lot of people. Don't edit it out. Let it go. But I think it's going to offend a lot of people. Cut him off. Okay. That was unnecessary. And I think a lot of Catholics would probably not think that's funny. And we didn't say they're mean.
What happened?
We said that a lot of kids have stories about how they treated them, and that, yeah, when you're a kid, they seemed mean. And I've never had anybody tell me a story about how kind and gentle the nuns were in school. And I'm sure there's a reason for that method. I just don't understand it. All right, Window World, let me bring you up to date here on our totals for Trivia Night, which is coming up soon. It's the 21st. Oh, my goodness, that's a week. That's a week from...
No, that's this Saturday night. This Saturday night.
So we're going to have to shut this down in another day or so. Here's where we are. For dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's, $3,500 from Steve. A donation, just flat-out donation from Paul, $2,500. The two highest bids to sit at the table, Trivia Night, with Peon and Dan and their chicks is $800 apiece from Sue and Bob. Johnny Holdsom. The Well Hungarians may not want me to mention this. Maybe he doesn't. I've already said his name. Just threw out $100 just because that's the kind of guy he is. Another person who wants to remain anonymous said, here's $1,000. And then Gary last week paid $300 to hear the Nookie Green joke, the same thing he did last year. And Gary, I can't thank you enough. And if there's a joke anybody wants to hear, yeah, you want to pay $300, $400, $500, I'll tell you that joke. I'll throw it in as a bonus joke because all the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So we are at a total of, Bruce, could you just give me a drum roll, please? Our total, and we may close it out tomorrow because the thing is this Saturday night, is $9,000.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Yeah. So thank you. And Window World thanks you. And so does Window World Cares. Window World Cares is the charitable arm of Window World. So I want you to know it's a very charitable company. In addition to being a company that sells the most affordable window in the country, Window World, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. So sometimes it's good to know that a business is more than just business. They share the bounty. And I can't think of a better place for it to go than St. Jude Children's Hospital. If you want to know more, you can call them 314-993-1800 or go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
The incident northbound 270 north of Dorset is off on the right shoulder, so traffic is thinning out there. We do have a report now of a stalled vehicle that is on the ramp from westbound 72 Jennings Station Road, and it does look like southbound 55 is now heavy from Weber Road through Revis Barracks. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung high-efficiency active wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink. Yep, we've got it. The GE Cafe French door refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door. Got that too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility. We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.